Thanks for joining me here on KXRW. I'm Stina Trecha, and I've been spending the day on Main Street, on the Kiggins Block in downtown Vancouver, talking to shop owners. In the second part, we're going to hear from Nicole Wallace, Vancouver's communications manager, the owner of Reverie and Rosemary, Carino Mexican Specialty Coffee, and Big D's Barbershop. So stay tuned to learn more about what community means to those building and making community on Main Street during all this construction in 2026.
Nicole Walters, I'm the Strategic Communications Manager for the City of Vancouver. Absolutely, one of the main core tenets of this project is creating a gathering place for Vancouver and being intentional of the design, having the curbless sidewalks, the bump out for the crosswalks, so making it easier for pedestrians to spend time on Main Street, as well as going into what we refer to as street festival activation, to where we will have temporary bollards that will be installed, so we're able to close down entire blocks at a time. So with funding from the American Rescue Plan Act, we were able to finally deliver on that promise that was envisioned back in the early 90s by our community. So this is a long time coming, and we're excited to deliver on something that the community has been waiting for. Since breaking ground in December of 2024, we've had over 20 businesses either open, expand, or will soon be opening later this year. We wanted to preserve the character and the charm, and I know that that is what has attracted the full spectrum of businesses, retail, food, specialty, really filling a niche for this community. The city is stoked that construction will be wrapping up soon, later this year, and to have all the Main Street businesses already planning for a fun summer, a fun fall, and we're really excited to deliver on this project.
Hi, my name is Melissa Mancias, and we are at Carino Coffee House. Community, what it means to me, honestly, I think that's what the Mexican culture is all about, is community. When you go into someone's house, it feels like you're coming home, and so that's really what we wanted to create here. There's a saying, mi casa es su casa, and so my house is your house, and so that's kind of what we wanted to create in this coffee shop. And yeah, I think it's been received really well, and when people come in here, we welcome everybody, and hopefully everyone feels that when they walk in. Our place is unique. It's different than anything else in this area, and hopefully when they walk in, they feel our culture, they feel our community, and they love our coffee.
I'm Stephanie, owner of Reverie and Rosemary. I've lived here in Vancouver my whole life, born and raised. You can trace my mother line back 7 generations, in fact. So it was really exciting when I was able to get this space next to Kiggins. It's been really fun to uncover the history of the building, like the brick wall, the old growth beams in the ceiling. There's a footprint on the stairs that I left for the history of the space. I wanted the building to feel storied itself, just like the vintage and antiques that I have in store. I've been in a lot of different shops, stores, done different events as a vendor, and it was time to get my own space and create my own space. 2 years prior to opening the doors, I would say, we started to really get into the space and really uncover what the space had to offer.
How'd you do that? I mean, were you like pulling planks? Were you moving stuff? I know this is a very old building. Were there things you needed to do to really get it ready that kind of told you more of the story of the building?
Absolutely. There was actually a weird, awkward wall. And when my husband took that wall down, he noticed that there was brick behind it. So I said, let's keep uncovering that. And then we eventually uncovered this awesome brick wall. Well, Kiggins is 1932, and Dan, the owner of Kiggins, thinks that it is prior to that. So these quite possibly could be hidden bricks, probably about 1920. I was really excited to be a part of First Fridays that the Vancouver Downtown Association hosts every First Friday. So we've been doing little pop-up markets featuring local artists, local musicians. The space is an intimate space for local groups to gather. Really excited to get that space up and going. So it's one downstairs space to hold all of these different ideas, these different artists, these different gatherings and groups. It's a creative space. There was an appliance store in the 50s that actually had a little mock kitchen down there. So it makes a great little stage. And yeah.
Oh, hence the kitchen stage that yes. Machine Eileen and Sarah were talking about on their show. Okay.
Absolutely. So we call that the kitchen stage. And then the downstairs has gotten the name Spiritual Speakeasy for the different types of groups and events that have been happening in there. Like we had an Oracle Night. That's probably going to be a monthly event. Yeah. We have also a group of local artists that we feature in store, including Clay Braven. You might find his works at the Farmer's Market as well. And an eclectic mix of oddities and just cool, weird, quirky things. An eclectic mix.
My name's Danny. We are at Big D's Barbershop downtown Vancouver on Main Street next to the theater. Well, we just hired a new barber today. That's awesome. Our station was empty for 6 months and we had about 5 other people try, but it's really important who's in here. The vibe's got to match and they've got to be an exceptional barber. So we're pretty excited about that. I'm not really the boss type. I just really wanted a really nice shop to work in. I was over in Portland and I saw some really cool all-inclusive barbershops in Portland, but I really didn't see one quite like that here in Vancouver. So I decided to take a risk and bring it to Vancouver, and it's been very successful and people love it. I've had a lot of people even thank me for doing that, for bringing this kind of a shop here.
I have been cutting hair about 13 years. I started my hair journey in Florida, moved to Idaho, cut hair there for about a decade, and then I just moved here about 3 years ago. And I've been at Big D's ever since. At least here we're like contracted, so we are basically our own small business. We just work here. And you pay like a weekly booth rent. You have to cover all your licenses and pay for all your licenses, and there's so many that you have to get in Washington, it's kind of insane. But yeah, you basically are your own business, and we just work in the building. What you can expect is honestly good music, good vibes, good times, and great haircuts, honestly. It's just, and a lot of fun, yeah. I love being here. I love the vibes, I love the clientele, I love my coworkers. It's a good spot to be.
And that wraps up this two-part series on how downtown Vancouver shop owners are building community during construction on that Kiggins Street block, which is under construction right now in April 2026. Special thanks to Michael Walker, Executive Director of Vancouver's Downtown Association, and Nicole Wallace, Vancouver's Communications Manager. Construction is underway to improve Main Street in downtown Vancouver from 5th to 15th Street. It's called the Main Street Promise. For more information, you can head to cityofvancouver.us and look up Main Street Promise. For KXRW, I'm Stina Trecha. L'hymne d'un peuple épris de sa vieille cité. Près de Notre-Dame, parfois couve un drame, oui, mais à Paname, tout peut s'arranger. Quelques rayons du ciel d'été, l'accordéon d'un marinier, l'espoir fleurit au ciel d'été.
de Paris. Sous le ciel de Paris coule un fleuve joyeux. Il endort dans la nuit les clochards et les gueux. Sous le ciel de Paris, les oiseaux du bon Dieu viennent du monde entier pour bavarder entre eux. Et le ciel de Paris a son secret pour lui. Depuis 20 siècles, il était pris de notre île Saint-Louis. Quand elle lui sourit, il met son habit bleu. Quand il pleut sur Paris, c'est qu'il est malheureux. Quand il est trop jaloux de ses millions d'amants, il fait gronder sur eux son tonnerre éclatant. Mais le ciel de Paris n'est pas longtemps cruel. Pour se faire pardonner, il offre un arc-en-ciel. Mmh.